and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies and consigned clothing for the whole family. Good morning. It is 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. North Carolina, the destination today for former President Donald Trump. He'll make several campaign stops in the state. Vice President Kamala Harris will be joined by former Republican Representative Liz Cheney in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Sunday in Georgia, she told a church congregation that the next 15 days will answer a fundamental question.
Are we a country that honors, through our faith and our deeds, the importance of kindness? Of support.
10 states have abortion access measures on the ballot, and the Biden administration is now addressing the issue, proposing a new rule expanding insurance coverage for over-the-counter contraceptives. House Speaker Mike Johnson said there's an investigation underway after documents appeared online purportedly showing U.S. intelligence of Israeli military plans. And record weekend rain triggered deadly flooding in New Mexico, blamed for at least two deaths. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Ukraine today amid reports that North Korean soldiers are now in Russia preparing to join the war on Russia's side. In New York, jury selection begins today in the trial of a Marine charged with manslaughter. Last year, Daniel Penny put Jordan Neely in a chokehold on a subway car, says ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Penny's lawyer saying he risked his own life and safety for the good of his fellow passengers. The unfortunate result was the unintended and unforeseen death of Mr. Neely. But prosecutors say Penny did not need to intervene. Witnesses give differing accounts. Some say Neely was making threats, but there was no indication he was violent. Others saying they feared for their safety. A lawyer for Neely's family saying, this case is simple. Someone got on a train and was screaming, so someone else choked them to death.
In New York, the Liberty won their first WNBA championship. They beat the Minnesota Lynx. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Did you know that you can show off your school spirit with products from the Creative Outlet in Richland Center? We currently have custom scrapbooking products on hand for 28 different clubs, professional teams, and area school districts. We also have many school shirts consigned in our clothing area. Celebrate your school spirit with products purchased at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. I am back to talk to you about the new Medicare Part D plans. It is time to review your plan for next year. There have been many changes. Most plans have a beginning deductible. Many also require mail order. Once again, we will help you select a plan which will save you money and allow you to continue to fill your prescription locally. It also may be beneficial to add senior care to your plan. As always, we will guide you through this process at no cost, even if you are not a regular visitor to our store. Stop by and we will find the best option for you. We also have the ability to have all your prescriptions filled on the same day, although I must admit we enjoy seeing our friends more often. We also provide monthly medication management, and as with everything else we do, there is no cost to you. We are an approved provider for Medicare. You are able to obtain your supplies locally at no cost and not depend on mail order. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
4 minutes after 7 o'clock, we'll check forecast details in just a little bit. Right now, we're at our overnight low. It is 40 degrees.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. have voted to cut taxes for the middle class, fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Hi, I'm Kim. My family are all U.S. Cellular customers, so when they asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back, my mom was so excited. So, Us Days, exclusive offers just for us customers, like $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Hey, Mom. I know, right? Such a great deal. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back with exclusive offers just for us. Right now, get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Active portrayal.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? Bring your littles to Corton, Maine, as we are having our annual Photos with Santa coming up on November 9th from noon to 2. After photos, children can decorate cookies provided by Corton, Maine. Photos will be taken by Mary Kate Photography. We can't wait to see you on November 9th from noon to 2 at Corton, Maine in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 81 with sunshine, continued much warmer than normal. Southwest to south winds at 7 to 14. Some clouds tonight, a low of 52. Tuesday, 73, variable breezy conditions, and a few sprinkles possible in the morning and early afternoon tomorrow. Wednesday, 56. Thursday, 63, with a 40% chance of light rain at night. Friday, decreasing clouds, breezy and cooler, a high of 55. Saturday, sunshine at times and 54 degrees. Currently at the WRCU studios, after a high of 60 this morning early on, we're down to an overnight low of 40 degrees. 8 minutes after 7, good Monday morning.
Sometimes I think what turned her on was my old broke down boots. She wanted her cowboy, it was a phase she was going through. Not 1 week after she moved in, I caught her painting the bedroom blue. Brought home a bottle of pink Chablis, poured out my best home brew. I was sitting on the porch in my overalls as she packed her things to leave. She changed her mind when she couldn't change me. She changed direction, headed out west. Changed her tune to some hip hop mess. Her dark brown hair went to blonde, and her pretty blue eyes went to green. She changed everything when she couldn't change me. Looking out at the waves, watching how they keep on rolling, it always seemed the same. She called and said she'd been thinking about all those quiet country nights, and whatever she thought was so wrong with me. change you. She changed direction, headed back home. She changed the tune, it's all Haggard and Jones. Had her dark brown hair pulled back and the bluest eyes you ever seen. She changed her mind when she couldn't change me.
Montgomery Gentry on WRCO, and she couldn't change me. 7:11 the time here on WRCO Monday morning get-together. Well, I think his light's on in his room, so Henry Bray must be up this morning. He hasn't had his morning cup of coffee yet, so we'll have to kind of steer clear, but he'll come in here in a little bit. Also, we'll have birthdays and anniversaries in just a little while as well. Another tremendous day today. This would be a good day to, like, call up and say, I'm sick, can't make it, you know, that kind of thing. But then again, yeah, you know, you don't want to do that. No. And for me, I don't have anybody to call into but myself, so that'd be bad. Here's Chris Stapleton.
Back when, or if I see you again, baby, if you ever wonder, you might wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking it through. Time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
On WRCO Radio, taking us to Austin, 7:19 the time. We'll see how the jokes are and more coming up here on the Roundup.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you feel.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics has been recognized with the highest patient experience rating possible by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The five-star score comes from surveys sent to patients, asking them about many aspects of their care, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of their rooms, and how well they understood their care plan when leaving the hospital. Responses from the surveys are compiled into one composite score to help patients choose a quality care provider. Thank you to our patients for trusting the Richland Hospital and Clinics with your care.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller and Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
Best joke of the day, Henry Bray. There he is.
Yay. Wow. After a long weekend, I look forward to seeing you on Monday.
And here
then,
I am.
And then it's over.
Here I am.
That was it.
I ain't much, but I'm
722, it's done. Yeah. Are we ready for a weekend, buddy?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
Did you have a good weekend?
We did. Good to see you yesterday.
Yeah.
You did a little helping of me in the backyard there.
Yes, I did.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, So your James was in direction of us.
He
was in charge for a while.
He was our leader.
He was. He's a pretty good kid.
Mm-hmm. Putting some stuff together.
Yep.
So we crossed off a couple on the honey-do list.
So anyway, it's kind of sad that someone comes together and wants to go down the new slide that we. And I didn't get to go down the new slide.
No, I think there's a weight limit on the new slide in the daycare.
Are you saying I'm overweight,
well,
or the slide just can't handle me?
I can't do it either. So one of the toddlers will have to be the first to initiate it today.
There. We should have put baby oil on that thing. Fly right over your backyard fence.
Oh, that wouldn't be good.
They would have fun for a while until they landed. No, I enjoyed my day yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we checked off on the honey-do list, the handyman list. We checked off jobs 1, 3, and 5.
Okay,
so turns out that we only do odd jobs.
Yes. Only do odd jobs, yes.
And we're off and running.
Yeah, and here we go. Hey, you know the correct spelling is school, is not school. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Some people put the second O before the first O, which is very wrong. Got to be very careful with that one.
Thank you, Arkansas Schools.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The teacher was asking, give me a sentence which includes the words defense, defeat, and detail.
Okay.
You know, little Charlie's in the background going, I've got this one down.
That's Johnny's cousin.
Yes.
Little Charlie.
Well, probably, yes. When a horse jumps over defense, defeat go first, then detail.
Again, thank you, Arkansas Schools.
Yes. Speaking of Arkansas.
Yeah. What you got?
Walmart is opening a dental office in some of its stores, Phil.
Really?
Yep. There will be an express lane with people with 12 teeth or less.
Oh, Hank. Hank.
Yeah. Knock on the old enamel, you know? Doesn't get much better.
You've been working pretty hard.
I have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that went wrong yesterday is I had a bottle of soda, which. I don't do that very often, but it was hot.
Oh, here we go with that. Just go ahead and make fun of me.
I ain't making fun of you.
Go ahead.
Because I'm kind of making fun of me, too. And so rode around in your truck and then you backed it up.
Yep.
And you could hear this like this. And you said, what is that? And I'm, you know, not a mechanic, but I'm like, it sounds like the blower on your heater. You had right. you had the vent going, but it sounds like the motor's going bad. And because it sounded like it was coming like underneath the
right.
the glove compartment.
Well, like then I go, it sounds like a leak.
Yeah, and then like I said, it sounds like some sort of leak. What yeah. is that? And you shut the truck off, and it's still going. And you were like, oh, man, there's always something going wrong here. And then I realized it was the cap wasn't quite on my soda bottle.
So relieved.
But we diagnosed the problem.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
We
very
did, right?
Yeah. After I'm swearing at my truck and everything
oh,
else.
Oh, man, what's wrong next?
I tell you what. I tell you what.
We'll be back after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
My boss said, dress for the job you want, not for the job you have. So Civic Media told me, so today I dressed as Batman.
Yeah.
Hey,
you look, hey, keep the mask on. Someone, I got a haircut the other day. And
yeah.
This is no joke.
Looks good.
Yeah, this is no joke. There was an older lady in there waiting for a haircut. She gets up and she goes, huh, looks like you're dressed for Halloween already. Wow, good morning to you, too.
You got to grab your collar and say, like, no respect. No respect at all. No respect.
Hey, we don't throw away perfectly good food in the house here, Phil.
Don't you?
No. We put it in leftover. We put the leftovers in Tupperware and then in the fridge and then let it go bad, then throw it away.
Yeah.
How many people do that?
Oh, yeah, quite often.
But that's true.
Mm-hmm. Sadly.
I told my wife she was drawing her eyebrows too high, Philip.
Mm.
She looked really surprised.
Yeah, she did. Oh, what do you do?
Yeah.
This is one that's been going around the daycare lately. What do you call a sheep who can sing and dance?
I don't know.
Lady Baba.
Lady Baba, yes.
Thank you.
Bum, 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 bum.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anything else you can baffle us with?
Yeah, right? I used to be a baker, but I couldn't... make enough dough.
Oh.
Yeah, so I loafed around instead.
Yeah, you loafed around. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
That was in the sixth grade comedy.
Was it?
I think so.
I mean, that's a little higher than the preschool.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
How does the penguin build its house?
Penguin build its house.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of how it would do it.
Yeah, it glues it together.
But penguins don't live in igloos, do they?
Well, this one did.
Oh, this one did. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you hear about the kidnapping at the playground? Did you hear about the kidnapping at the playground?
Did they wake him up?
They woke
him
up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's no fair. Yeah. Let's see here. Why do fish always know how much they weigh? Because they have their own scales.
Oh, I should have known.
No,
boy,
yeah. I thought you would have got that
that's
one.
That's not even sixth grade comedy club there.
That's getting worse, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yep.
Well, all right. Do you have any more, or are you done for the day?
How is my wallet like an onion?
I've never seen your wallet, Phil.
That's funnier than the punchline.
I know it is. Only if people knew.
How is my wallet like an onion? Every time I open it, I cry.
Yeah, exactly. I've never seen you open it. So I wasn't.
Well, it's hard to. It's kind of stuck shut.
You igloed it together.
Yeah, I igloed it together, yeah.
Hey, a man walks in a lumberjack company to apply for a job, Phil. The boss says, do you have any experience? Sure, the man says. I've cut down trees in the Sahara forest.
Really?
Yeah. The boss corrects him and says, you mean the Sahara Desert? The man replies, well, now. He did a really good job.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
So, do you have a kicker?
I have a kicker.
I'm going to get out of the way here.
Yeah. Want to hear a joke about a piece of paper?
No.
Never mind. It's terrible.
All
right, buddy.
Nah. All right.
A young boy and his father are in a department store when they come across an elevator. The boy has never seen one before and watches in amazement as an elder woman steps in and closes the door. Moments later, the doors open again, and out steps a beautiful young woman. The boy turns to his dad and says, "Dad, what just happened?" The father, equally astonished, replies, "I don't know, but go get your mother."
Oh, Hank.
Yeah.
You're the man.
Yeah. So, anyway, any big plans for today, Philip?
Not too much. We're just kind of getting ready for the playoffs for volleyball and soccer and football and everything. The pairings came out over the weekend, so...
Did you know you couldn't? I tried to look at the pairings on Saturday morning after
they were not up.
Oh, they were up, but you just couldn't get on because there were so many people on it.
But even later in the Saturday evening, I couldn't get on site and open them up.
I was on there earlier in the Saturday afternoon,
and you got them.
Yeah. But it was so many. They said there were so many people that you couldn't get on there.
Lots of rumblings across the state about that. And there is every year.
And
it happens. But certainly, you know, some things don't add up. Teams go geographically. And
you know, I'm just gonna say the pink elephant in the room, all right?
Elephant in the room?
Yeah, the elephant in the stands in the room. Besides me.
Intoxicated?
Anyway, so Ithaca beats Bangor.
Yep.
Okay. Ithaca goes undefeated.
Yep.
Nice ball club. Ithaca gets the number 3 seed. Bangor gets the number 1 seed.
Right.
Depends. So wrong.
Depends on what region you go to.
So wrong. That's just me.
That's the only thing I said. And I think, you know, in the Bulldogs, they shy away from the Six Rivers, which I think is a good thing. You know, you're not going to see Potosi, Cassville, and Blackhawk and those kind of teams right away. But you only get one home game if you win.
It's wrong.
It's wrong. 9-0, you should get more than one home game.
And here's, you know, a couple upset specials of the week. Watch Richland Center beat Darlington this Friday night.
You think so?
Yeah. Richland Center is one of those teams that's on that those kids believe in what they're doing. You know what I mean? They believe that they can win. So.
And they are playing their best football.
They're playing their best football, so... So anyway, I got to go. I got work to do today, Phil.
Really? You must be sick.
Have a good day.
That's
be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Can the Packers make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
March into savings now at All American Do It Center. Save $4 with online rebate when you buy 2 quarts of Rust-Oleum black or white paint on sale at $12.99 each before rebate. Save $10 on a 22.5-inch folding sawhorse pair, now $29.97. Or save $15 on a Black & Decker 20-volt max cordless drill kit for only $54.99. March into savings until the 24th at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
This day in history, in 1940, Ernest Hemingway's novel For Whom the Bell Tolls was first published. 1959, Richland Center-born Frank Lloyd Wright had the designed Guggenheim Museum opened in New York, 1959 the year. And in 1961, Bob Dylan recorded his first album for Columbia Records. The self-titled album was recorded in one day and cost just $400 to record. Birthdays and anniversaries are up next, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on The Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at The Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at The Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School today to Maria Daniela Alvarado Macias. Have a great birthday. Happy 10th birthday to Sophia Weber. Love from Mom, Dad, and Kyle. And to Sophia, love from Nana and Papa. Happy 10th. Happy 17th to Aubrey Williamson with love from Grandma Sarah. And also have a great day today, Logan Olson. Best wishes from Five Points Lutheran Church. Sue Winterland, happy birthday from Shell Station Coffee Clutchers. And we have a wish for Barb Marshall. Happy, happy birthday from Becky. To Cynthia Banker from Sarah Banker. Happy day. Also, greetings to Lori Shaw from Tiffany, Jeremy, and the kids. Greetings today to Olson Trucking Executive Logan Olson from the Twin Bluffs Third Responders. Elsewhere, let's see, in the birthday pile today, we have a happy birthday salute to Alice Iverson, our dear Arkansas cousin, on her 79th birthday. Have a wonderful day. Love from Linda and Mel. To Gina Burns from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Happy birthday wishes as well on the 21st to Carrie Dolash and David Hausner. Also to Todd Allball, who has a birthday today. Todd Allball, who is now a network host at Humble Beginnings right here at WRCO. And we wish him well. Also a wish to Todd from Heather, Mike, Addison, Isabel, and Shelby. And of course, we can't forget Mom. Have a great day, Todd. To Ole Simpson from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club today. It's Ole's birthday. And Ole, well, he's moved in with Bob now. They're both retired. So he and Bob are enjoying retirement. And Ole, you know, I don't know if he's drawing Social Security or not. But anyway, we hope he has a great day today. Happy birthday wishes from the Bloom City Town Crier to Jill Layer and Lori Shaw. Happy birthday, Arnold Baumkamp. Number 88 today from your wife and family. Best wishes. Happy birthday to Barbara Marshall and Talina Sprecher from Richland Center United Methodist Church. And happy anniversary to Brock and Anya Drone. Happy anniversary, 46 years together today. To my amazing wife, Joanne, thanks for putting up with me all these years. Here's to many more. Lots of love from Gregory today. To the Kinneys, we salute you today. Happy anniversary. Best wishes as well to Greg and Joanne Kinney from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. Also to Brock and Anya Drone and Matt and Amy Elder. To Buck and Kathy Rowe and Kyle and Ellen Schultz. Happy birthday to Kyle Brown, to Dave Mayer, and to Peyton Schultz. From the RC Lions, happy birthday to Sophie Weber and Rochelle Cornell. Happy anniversary, Mary Ann and Jansen Brown from Five Points Lutheran Church. Also, happy anniversary wishes going out to Barb and Mike McCormick. It says, love from, and a happy belated anniversary, David and Susan, Dale and Kathy. 45 for Barb and Mike recently. Happy anniversary to Carl and Ardith Hansen from Janet and Arden Olson. Also from your good friend, Gene Tony, to Carl and Ardith. And to Carl and Ardith Hansen, best wishes on your special day from Five Points Lutheran Church.
Antique, estate, pre-owned jewelry is the hottest trend in today's jewelry. Not only is J.J. Walsh Jewelers and Richland Center strong buyers of used jewelry, we have purchased a huge collection of estate pieces that are for sale every day. But since this has been such a hot category for us, this year we're bringing in a traveling estate jewelry show. Saturday, November 9th, we're hosting the nationally known Singer Estate Collection. They'll have hundreds of amazing pieces, including items owned by Elvis, Elizabeth Taylor, and more. And everything is for sale. Art Deco, Edwardian, Vintage, Art Nouveau, Mid-Century, and other styles for every taste. November 9th, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. Am I going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
A note from Sextonville Waterworks today. They'll be flushing hydrants between 10 and 11 this morning. Water could discolor clothing if washing during this time, but it is safe. So again, Sextonville Waterworks flushing hydrants today, 10 or 11 this morning. So, you know, I mean, I guess if June wants to do some laundry during that time, it probably won't hurt my wardrobe too much. Anyway, coming up, Joanne has the news.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 39 degrees in Richland Center at 745. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Sunny with a few clouds, continued much warmer than normal today with a high of 81 and southwest winds 7 to 14 miles per hour out of the southwest to south. Some clouds tonight, a low of 52. In Richland Center, it is our morning low of 39 degrees.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. High winds paired with drought conditions have taken over the state recently, putting our area in a high fire danger. This means that even a spark from your lawnmower or machinery can start a fire. The Iowa County Communications Center received 4 fire calls yesterday afternoon between 1:50 and 3:50. The first was a tractor and baler on fire on D Street in the township of Pulaski. Avoca Fire Department, Avoca EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy and Wisconsin DNR Warden responded to the scene. The fire was extinguished and there were no injuries reported. The second at 2:40 was an unattended brush fire on State Road 191 near Sunny Ridge Road in the township of Waldwick. Hollandale Fire, Hollandale First Responders, Barneveld Fire, Dodgeville Fire, Ridgeway Fire, Mineral Point Fire, and Dodgeville EMS responded to the scene. The fire was extinguished and there were no injuries. At 3:20, the Iowa Communications Center received a report of a farm equipment and a field on fire on Alfred Drive in the township of Ridgeway. Ridgeway Fire, Ridgeway First Responders, Barneveld Fire, Barneveld Area Rescue Squad, Mineral Point Fire, and an Iowa County deputy responded to the scene. The fire was extinguished and there were no injuries reported. The final call yesterday afternoon came at 3:50. It was a report from an alarm company of a fire alarm activation in a home on Griffiths Road in the township of Dodgeville. Dodgeville Fire, Dodgeville EMS, Spring Green Fire, and an Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy responded to the scene. The alarm was cleared and there were no injuries. The National Weather Service reports that continued dry conditions, low humidities, and unseasonably warm temperatures will be conducive for quick starting fires today. Winds are expected to remain below critical levels. Exercise caution with any outdoor burning. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde repeatedly accused each other of lying during an often testy and confrontational debate Friday. They are facing off in the general election in a closely watched Senate race. Democrats must hold on to the Wisconsin seat if they hope to maintain their slim majority in the Senate. Democrats are defending 23 seats, while Republicans have just 11 up for grabs this election. Republicans see an opportunity in swing state Wisconsin, and both sides have poured money into the campaign, making it one of the 5 most expensive Senate races this year. Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance spoke at a rally at Stein's Aircraft Services at the Waukesha County Airport. Vance spoke on the border and the economy, saying Democratic nominee Vice President Kamala Harris's policies have cost Wisconsin residents thousands of dollars. The visit marks Vance's 5th stop in Wisconsin, following his most recent visit to De Pere at the end of August. Voters are being asked to amend the Wisconsin Constitution. Currently, the Wisconsin Constitution reads that every U.S. citizen age 18 or older can vote if voters approve the ballot referendum. The every would be changed to only. While some non-citizens have been allowed to vote in local elections in other states, no Wisconsin municipalities currently allow that. Republican State Senator Julian Bradley says there have been states and municipalities, including in Maryland, Washington, D.C., and California, and others, who have taken the word every to be not exclusionary of any non-citizens, which is allowing non-citizens to vote in state and local elections. Bradley calls the referendum a no-brainer, but Deborah Cronmiller with the League of Women Voters argues this should be a local decision. The Republican-authored ballot measure passed two prior sessions of the Wisconsin legislature, where Republicans control both the Senate and the Assembly. Ahead of the Wisconsin general election on November 5th, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, reminds citizens how to obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver license, identification card, military or student ID card. There is no separate voter ID. A federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. Anyone unsure if their identification meets the requirements should visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to check. Begin online to see a list of the required documents that are needed to present at a DMV customer service center in order to obtain identification to show at the polls. WisconsinDMV.gov/ID cards. A process is available to U.S. citizens free of charge to obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting if the ID card is not available in time. Start the application now at WisconsinDMV.gov or at a local DMV customer service center. To find a DMV, check hours, services, and wait times, visit WisconsinDMV.gov/centers. Anyone with questions related to obtaining an ID that can be used to vote should call DMV's toll-free hotline at 844-588-1069. The Riverdale One Act, When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors, advanced from the District 10 Festival, held at the Reedsburg PAC Saturday. The cast and crew performed for a house of parents, grandparents, educators, and high school actors and directors from Reedsburg and Barneveld. This comedy, written by Jason Pizzarello and Ian McWethy, tells the story of a high school theater troupe putting on a one-act, non-musical version of The Wizard of Oz. The trouble is their director has not been active or present at many of the rehearsals, making for a horrific performance. Members of the cast and crew include Abe Schneider, Adrian Rush, Alex Schneider, Archer Imhoff, Ben Bremer, Braylee Bedward, Delaney Imhoff, Ezra Noble, Hayden Wolf, Candace McGraw, Movano Zarbach, Nora Wolf, Sienna Deglo, Vivian Benedict, Brandon Meese, Destiny Bonds, and Electra Justham. The group will perform next in competition at Wanakee High School Saturday, November 9th, at a yet-to-be-determined time. The play is directed by Catherine Benedict and Chris Simonson. The second annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest will take place Wednesday through Sunday. Many activities are planned for the event. Suzanne Anderson is the creator and an organizer of Pumpkin Fest.
A lot of exciting things happening this year. We worked with the city and got the street closed. Central Avenue is going to be closed on Saturday. So we're going to have a lot of events there. We're going to have face painting. We're going to also have a pumpkin petal pull sponsored by Mick Cosgrove and his organization. We are having a pie eating contest sponsored by the Lions. And there's also going to be a craft show at the Eagle School this year. A lot of neat events coming. A lot bigger this year than last year. Come on down on that Saturday. Friday night, we have a costume contest at 7 p.m. at the courthouse. Also, the winners of all the pumpkins will be known by then, and so we will give away little prizes to any of the winners.
Children in the school district were given the opportunity to create this year's theme for Pumpkin Fest. The chosen theme is Out of This World.
We threw this out to kindergartners through fifth grade in all the public schools in the Richland Center area, and we got quite a few awesome responses, and we chose the theme as Pumpkins in a Galaxy Far, Far Away by Austin Ewing, and he is a fifth grader at the intermediate school, and we are so happy that he has been very involved. He was involved last year as far as doing a pumpkin, and he just is excited about this, and we are so excited to honor him and honor his theme, because I can see the possibilities of so many awesome alien pumpkins and all kinds of neat things that hopefully will come of this. And I just think it's really great that Austin has given us this idea.
Pumpkins for competition and display can be dropped off at the courthouse lawn display area Wednesday, starting at 3:30. There will also be something new this year to take part in.
There will be a big orange fence around the grassy area, and there will be categories and areas for kids to put their pumpkins and their creations in. They don't have to be carved. They could be created from construction paper, anything you can think of, we will enter for you. This year, new item for the school-age kids is a STEM program, so the science, technology, engineering, and math, and there's criteria and a rubric for that. You can find everything on RichlandCenterPumpkinFest.com or Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook. You can go right there and get all the rules and the rubric for that.
Suzanne Anderson says that anyone can decorate a pumpkin entry for Pumpkin Fest.
There's so many categories. There's happy and fancy, weird, ugly, and scary. Of course, you can go with the theme, Austin's theme, pumpkins in a galaxy far, far away. So I can envision a lot of different alien pumpkins and spaceship pumpkins and all kinds of neat things for that. There's many categories, and this is open to anybody, any age. You can be 1 year old to 99. We'll take your pumpkin. And it's free, and it's a community thing, and it's just going to be really great.
The second annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest will kick off Wednesday when entries will be accepted on the courthouse lawn from 3:30 until 7. Pumpkins will be on display through Sunday with many fun events happening throughout the weekend. You can find more information at rcchamber.org/pumpkinfest and also on the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page. Three-term Representative Tony Kurtz, a Republican from Waniwok, will face Democrat Julia Henley of Blue River in the newly drawn Assembly District 41 that includes Richland Center, Reedsburg, and the Wisconsin Dells area. On today's morning show, we will feature comments from both candidates. The morning show airs between 9 and 10 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crew necks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Monday, October 21st. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A funeral mass will be held today at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville. The mass will be live-streamed on St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11 with the rosary at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family or Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca. Eva Lou Anier, 88, of Union Grove and formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Hospice Alliance in Pleasant Prairie. A funeral service will be held today at noon at the Polnisek Daniels Funeral Home in Union Grove. Friends may call at the Polnisek Daniels Funeral Home this morning from 10 until the time of service at noon. Eva Lou Anier, 88, of Union Grove and formerly of Richland Center. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville, died October 12th after a short illness. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg today from 4:30 until 8, where the rosary will be prayed at 7:45. Friends may also call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable